This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Fordham Resources Studio. We're in the Fordham Resources Studio because they are the main title sponsor of this show. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum, another public company in the oil and gas field, from a 15-cent per share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits, one of the great stories in the history of Wall Street. And Fordham's his new baby. It has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property, meaning a city of gold, a gold mine that's about nine times the size of Manhattan. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Please visit FordhamResources.com for a complete review. That's F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. Okay, so I'm trying to find my commentary. I had a commentary I wanted to read you from Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers all over this great country. It would help if I knew where it was. I've got so much going on at the same time, and I just can't find it. So I guess I'll have to read it to you later on in the show. But I wanted you to hear it because it was the commentary I read you on Friday about the difference between Democrats and communists, and the answer is there is no difference. They're the same thing. And I just wanted to read it again because it came out in yesterday's paper. It was that important. I got so many comments on it. Everybody gets it. It's kind of amazing when you really study it. Oh, here it is. Got it. What's the difference between communists and Democrats? I'm starting to think Joe McCarthy wasn't wrong just early. I wasn't even born when McCarthy was going after communists in our government and political class. I wasn't there, so I have no idea what really happened. But history, liberal historians say he was wrong. Okay, let's go by that assessment. That was then, and this is now. Today's Democratic Party is no longer hiding its infatuation with socialist, Marxist, and even communist philosophy. And that, my friend, is un-American. That was what he called it, the House Un-American, right, a Committee on Un-American Activities. And that's what's going on. This is un-American. It is what he was talking about in the 1950s. It is happening now. Because to embrace the radical views of today's Democratic Party is to embrace the end of America and everything our founding fathers believed in. First, it's important to examine the economic news out this week. On Thursday, we found out U.S. jobless claims fell to 49-year lows below all forecasts. The last time this few Americans were out of work was 1969, the year man landed on the moon. Great year, 1969, long time ago. And then on Friday, the Labor Department reported the U.S. economy added 196,000 jobs in March, far exceeding expectations. The Trump economy is booming. As usual, capitalism is a roaring success. So here are some important questions. Who could possibly be angry at these fantastic results? Who could deny the economy is booming? Who would desperately demand a change away from a fabulous economy? Well, today's Democratic Party. Today's Democratic Party hates these results. They desperately demand a change in course. They want the Obama economy, which, by the way, over the entire 8 years of Obama, was as bad as the Great Depression of the 1930s. They want an economy of Obama, which in 8 years never had 1 year above 3% GDP. First time that's ever happened to any president in the history of America. They want death. Today's Democratic Party is turning towards the darkest political philosophy in history, communism. Remember, the problem isn't just the misery and unimaginable poverty caused by socialism and communism. During the 20th century, about 100 million souls were murdered in the name of communism. So it's about murder. It's about losing your life because you disagree with them. Even liberal publications like The Atlantic ran a story days ago titled, "The Democratic Party is Radicalizing." They listed what today's leading Democrats stand for. And this is a quote from them. I'm quoting them. "The Green New Deal that would, in their words, completely transform the American economy, put the federal government in control over large sectors, retrofit every building in America, and constitute by far the greatest concentration of power in American history." And it would all be centralized and concentrated in the federal government, which is no different than communism. And it would make all college free. And all health care free, insanity. Increase taxes to 70%, and that's just a start. That's, you can't pay for any of this without 100% taxes. It would abolish ICE, protect sanctuary cities, and take down all existing walls on the southern border. These people are crazy. Eliminate the Senate filibuster, pack the Supreme Court with extra judges, and end the Electoral College. And then they want reparations for black Americans. And this is everybody now. This is Elizabeth Warren. This is Cory Booker. This is Kamala Harris. The whole Beto O'Rourke. They're all for reparations. This actually makes the Green New Deal sound sane. And they want to allow abortions up until the baby's moment of birth or even after birth. And opposition in many cases, outright hatred towards Israel. But certainly opposition to Israel, and no longer favoring Israel, America's longtime best friend. That's the Democratic agenda. It's radical. It's communist. There's no question what Democrats stand for. This is all public news. The only question is what separates this wish list from the agenda of the Communist Party of the United States. And the answer is nothing. Go look up the Communist Party of the United States and their agenda. It's the same as the Democratic Party. But if you require more proof, 8 prominent Democrat presidential candidates gathered in D.C. last week for the We the People conference. The conference began with the organizer invoking the words of radical communist Black Panther Joanne Chesimard, now known as Assata Shakur, a convicted cop killer and member of the FBI's most wanted fugitive terrorist list. The event organizer called this terrorist cop killer a leader. Then he asked the audience to stand up and repeat her words, and they all stood up and celebrated with glee, a cop killer. Shakur's words were taken for the final sentences of the Communist Manifesto by Karl Marx. Think about that. 8 prominent Democrat presidential contenders were present at a conference while attendees recited and celebrated the words of communist founder Karl Marx and a communist cop killer. This is today's Democratic Party. These are not insignificant weirdos, freaks, and flakes. These weirdos, freaks, and flakes are significant. They're Democrats who want to become president of the United States. Who believe in these things. They actually believe in them. They want us to be Venezuela. You know, I've reported in the past that people are raiding zoos to eat meat in Venezuela. They kill the zebras. I've reported in the past that people are dumpster diving in Venezuela. I've reported that almost every pretty woman in Venezuela is now a prostitute. No other way to make money. I've reported that they drink sewage water because there is no other water. I've reported in a country filled with gas, there is no gas for your cars. But today came a new one. Today came out, people are raiding graves to pull the jewelry off the arms of the dead cadavers so that they can sell the jewelry and eat. They're going to Lowe's in socialist Venezuela no one in America has ever imagined. And that's because America's a capitalist nation, and things are always better than that here. Please remember all of this when you vote in 2020. It's Trump's America, or it's a dark, radical, socialist, Marxist, communist America that celebrates cop killers. And then vote like your country, your life, and your children's future depends on it. Because it does. I'm telling you, I'm thinking about writing the following column. America will end in 6 years. Why not? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez already gives us a date. America will end in 12 years. And Beto O'Rourke joined in yesterday. Said America will end in 10 years. They're all saying because of global warming, they've got a date. They can predict the date America ends. They're all crazy people. They're all nuts. Not only is there no global warming, not only is there no climate change, none of it's caused by man, nothing we could do about it if there was, because Russia and China will continue to belch poison in the air. But forget all of that. What makes it truly crazy when you say things like that is nobody can predict the day America ends. You can't predict that. 12 years will end. 10 years will end. Where did you get that from? You stuck your finger in the air and you just guessed it? So Wainwright can play the same game. Just like when Harry Reid tried to destroy Mitt Romney, and he made up that Romney hadn't paid his taxes. So I said, really? Well, then I can make up things too. And I could do the same thing here. I could make up America will end in 6 years. Because if you elect these crazy people in 2020, and you give them the White House, you give them either the House or the Senate or both, America will end quickly in 4 years after that. So America's done in 6 years. So two could play that game. America's over in 6 years if you elect Democrats. Because the whole country will fill up with foreigners. None of whom like the Constitution, and all of whom want cradle-to-grave welfare, and they will bankrupt this country. Here's a good example. California judge blocks White House plan to return some asylum seekers to Mexico. You can't even send somebody home who doesn't belong here, who broke into the country. A federal judge from San Francisco, surprise, surprise, has issued an injunction blocking a Trump policy that would have returned non-Mexican asylum seekers to Mexico while their cases were pending. Wow. Like I said, I don't see why the people pleaded guilty to cheating to get their kids in college when, let's face it, Democrats have made it legal to cheat. Every Democrat judge says it's legal to cheat. Here's another example. Bill Clinton honoree thrown in jail over the biggest clean energy scam in America's history. A $54 million Ponzi scheme was sentenced to prison. Three scam hours behind a $54 million Ponzi scheme sentenced to prison for a role in the biggest green energy scam in U.S. history, according to NBC New York. 35-year-old Amanda Kaur of Hillertown, Pennsylvania. She got 30 months, big deal, for a Ponzi scheme involving her 2005 setup in which many people lost their life savings. She founded a company called Montria Company with the help of a slick-talking Colorado wealth advisor who raised millions for a clean energy product called Biochar. Their pitch about producing biochar, however, turned out to be completely baked, according to prosecutors, and eventually proved to be a giant Ponzi scheme. They never came close to producing biochar at their Tennessee facility. At seminars run by wealth advisor Wade McKelvey of Colorado, investors were told a completely different story. These investors, many of them retirees nearing retirement age, or full... Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend IncomeStore as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American gold
Grand Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now!
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Could speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allaroo, welcome back. Having some audio difficulties. If you were just listening, you know I kept talking and did not know we were going out because I couldn't hear my board op talking in my ear. There was no sound of any kind, and so I didn't know we were done with the segment. Think about it. There's no way for a radio host to have any idea what's going on if nobody's talking in your ear. Somebody has to be talking in your ear and saying, Wayne, 3 minutes to go. Wayne, 2 minutes to go. Wayne, 1 minute to go. Wayne, 30. Wayne, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. And I always get out on one or two. I'm real good at it, but if nobody's talking in your ear, you have no idea when you're getting out. And you just keep talking until someone talks to you, and when they never do, you go, hey, it looks kind of late on the clock. What's going on? And they're not there. That was what just happened. So just audio difficulties, no idea why. There's some sort of glitch in the audio system at USA Radio at the moment. And there was almost a glitch to start the show as well. So something's wrong with our Comrex system. I have no idea what's going on. But I was reading about Bill Clinton and the biggest clean energy scam in history and how dumb liberals are that they would believe that you can make money with green energy. No. And the average person that accepts solar energy in their home, again, you can't make money for 30 years. That's with government subsidizing like half of it. So how would anybody ever make money off green energy, and how would any middle-class person afford to heat their home or air condition in their home with green energy? And the answer is there isn't. There's no way to do it. And so what's interesting about all of this is the fraudsters who pulled off this scam were honored by former President Bill Clinton in the 2009 ceremony for the Clinton Global Initiative before the scam came to light. And after Montreal was first charged by the SEC for selling millions in unlicensed securities in 2009, the case known as the biggest green scam in the history of the United States was what it became known. That was, you know, that was the moniker it got. Of the 54 million thought to have been invested in Montreal, 17 million was returned to early investors to keep the Ponzi scheme going, while misleading new investors into thinking the venture was hugely profitable. By the time they were shut down by the SEC in 2009, Montreal had just 790,000 of the 37 million remaining. So the story is, can you believe you could be this stupid? Only liberals. Can you believe that green energy is the answer to all the problems of the world? Only liberals. And here's another one that I've been, the only one I know of in the country who said it again and again and again on national radio. I have the balls to say it, the cojones to say it. I believe people are making a fortune off of the border being open. I believe the Democrats are taking money from the Mexican drug cartels. I believe Democrats are taking money from the Mexican mafia. I believe that's why Democrats are flush with cash, Democratic candidates, and Republicans are always scraping for money. In Nevada, where I am, the Democrats have all the money in the world. Republicans have nothing. Why? Because they're taking Mexican cartel money. And the cartels make, what, I think it's $500 billion a year from drugs going across the border. $500 billion, not $500 million. You could take 10%, $500 million. Wait, $500 billion, excuse me, 10% would be $50 billion. $500 million is like a little dot. When you talk about $500 billion, even I'm getting confused by the math. 10% would be $50 billion. You could give Democrats any amount of money you wanted to overwhelm the system and win elections if you're making that kind of money. And here's an article just out. Last week I saw an article I quoted on this show. And the article was that one of the conservative networks in Europe had interviewed in the dark, so you couldn't know who he was, an anonymous guy, who was in charge of bringing children and migrants into Europe, Muslim migrants into Europe, and they were making 150,000 a day, euros. That's better than 150,000 American dollars, 150,000 a day. And here's an article, Mexican cartels operate child recycling rings to flood the U.S. with more migrants, and Democrats question the Trump administration's compassion. Can you imagine? This is now news. Do you understand? This is news. Democrats are lecturing Trump about the ongoing crisis, but they're refusing to help the White House solve the problem by denying the president funds to construct new border walls and barriers, and they make you take all these people in if they say the word asylum. Craziest thing I've ever seen. And so smugglers are creating fake families. You're not seeing real families. The kids are kidnapped. The kids have been raped. The kids are part of sex trafficking rings. And they stick them with a guy and they say it's your daddy. They stick them with a woman, say it's your mommy. And then everybody gets in. Everybody wins. But the drug rings are making a ton of money. This is about money. And they're giving it to the Democrats to help them win election so they can kill the wall. All right. We're headed to a break. I can't hear my board off, but I can see it on my phone. He's texting me. 20 seconds to go. Wayne Allyn, War Now. USA Radio, Newsmax TV in about 32 minutes on Channel 349 DirecTV, Channel 216 Dish, or NewsmaxTV.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell thanked outgoing Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen for her service after the president announced her resignation over the weekend.
Secretary Nielsen provided experience and steady leadership. Her grasp of the issues and dedication were major assets for our department and as a result for our country. My colleagues and I thank her for her service, and we wish her well.
The Pentagon announced on Monday that 3 U.S. troops and 1 contractor were killed by an improvised explosive device in Afghanistan. President Trump's next pick to be the head of the Secret Service is James Murray. Murray is a career member of the Secret Service and will replace Randolph Ellis. Attorney General Bill Barr will testify before a House budget hearing on Tuesday. He's expected to get questions about the final report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You can
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we seem to have our audio problems all fixed. I can hear Chris in my ear. Chris, talk in my ear. I want to make sure I have my audio problems fixed. I hear him. He's talking sweet nothings in my ear. Thank you, Chris. Ron Corey is the sponsor of this segment of the show. He wrote a book called Tenacity. He's living the American dream. He's also living the Vegas dream. He's one of the most successful businessmen of Vegas. He started out as a car dealer at the Tropicana. Not a car dealer, card dealer at the Tropicana. Here's a guy who's, you know, you're playing blackjack and he's handing you the cards. And today he owns car dealerships and gambling halls and casinos and restaurants and bars. And he's an amazing guy. And he's partners with Andre Agassi. He's a Vegas tough guy and a former Marine from Brooklyn who fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron was so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, the raw story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the name of his book. It's the raw story of what it takes to make it. With the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever, he beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 Cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. So buy Tenacity today at Amazon. You can get the book, the e-book, the Kindle, or you can get the audiobook. The story is so cool. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco, Reservoir Dogs, and Kill Bill is the guy who is the voice of the audiobook for Ron Corey. Ron Corey actually got Michael Madsen to voice his book. So go to Amazon now and get the book, the e-book, the Kindle, or the audiobook read by Michael Madsen, or visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. Corey as in C-O-U-R-Y, roncoreyauthor.com, and do it today. Amazon.com, Tenacity. Thank you, Ron, for being so tenacious and for being a sponsor of the show. Let's get our guest on the line. Our guest is Steve Dace. Steve's a good friend of mine. I've been the guest on his shows. Now he's returning the favor. Host of a daily show on Blaze TV. Author of a book called Truth Bombs, Confronting the Lies Conservatives Believe to Our Own Demise. And without further ado, it's Steve Dace time. Hey, Steve. Steve, are you there? Well, maybe the issue is that I can hear my board up now, but I can't hear the guest. Maybe that is still an issue, because right now I do not have Steve. So what I'll do is I'll just talk about all the issues I haven't gotten you to yet today, and you tell me in my ear if we finally have Steve, okay? You want me to try again? All right, Steve, are you there? No, I don't hear him. You know what you do? Just tell Steve we'll get him tomorrow. Obviously, we have problems with the system, and the good news is I hear you, so we have no problem doing the show. I just can't take guests. So tell Steve we'll just postpone it till tomorrow, and we'll get him on tomorrow, okay? All right, so look, I told you that I was going to tell you about the insanity of the Democratic Party, but there wasn't a lot of time. In the first hour and a half of the show, I talked a lot about the college cheating scam and how Democrats lie and cheat all day, and the judge who blocked the White House plan to return asylum seekers to Mexico. And I read you my commentary, what's the difference between Democrats and communists? Nothing. And the biggest clean energy scam in history with Bill Clinton's people that were honored by Bill Clinton. And the Mexican cartels, I ended with the end of last segment, that they are making so much money off drugs and bringing immigrants in. They get a price like $5,000 per immigrant. And once they make that money on millions of people that bring it into the country, guess what they do? They use that money to bribe the Democratic Party and the politicians, as sure as I'm standing here. So that's insanity number one. Here's insanity number two. There's a video out of migrants pushing children underwater through razor wire to get them to the USA, and still Democrats say there's no crisis on the border. This is from Natural News. We don't credit the so-called mainstream media much these days when it comes to coverage of the Trump administration, but that's because it's been so skewed, so biased, so filled with fake news. But we have to take our hats off to ABC News for capturing some of the most heartbreaking yet revealing video to date regarding the true blue national emergency and humanitarian disaster taking place along our southwestern border with Mexico. We're wondering, however, why it took months to release it. Just days ago, the network tweeted video showing migrants mostly from Central America, literally crawling through razor wire with their children in an attempt to get to U.S. soil at any cost, just so they could scream the word asylum. In other segments, the video shows adult migrants. We don't know if they're the parents, because they could very well be fake children with fake parents. That's what's going on now. Shoving kids underwater to avoid barriers in order to smuggle them into our country. Wow. It's just unbelievable. Another clip shows illegal immigrants risking their own lives and those of their children to wade across drainage ditches just a few yards from the San Juan del Rio, Colorado border crossing. Several children could be seen and heard crying madly in Spanish as they are being forced underwater to duck under a barrier gate before being hauled through concertina wire to the U.S. side. Go back. Don't do this. Look at the child. Hey, be careful with the child. Be careful with the child. U.S. Border Patrol agents could be heard shouting in Spanish as the migrant adults ignored them. At one point, police officers from Mexico intervened at the water crossing and managed to prevent at least one child from having to endure being dunked underwater. You're going to traumatize this poor child, a Border Patrol agent shouts. She's crying. If she crosses, the child will drown. And again, you don't know if any of these parents are actually parents of the children. It's all about child recycling rings. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. Well, that was this story I must have downloaded on Friday because she's not Homeland Security Secretary anymore. She's gone. But she says the cartels are operating child recycling rings where they kidnap kids, pass them off to migrant adults attempting to sneak into the U.S. because families automatically get asylum. We've broken up child recycling rings in the last couple of months, where smugglers kidnap a child. Once they get in, we can only hold families for 20 days. Then they send the child back and bring the child back with another family, another adult. Wow. It's all sick. It's a massive humanitarian crisis, massive rape crisis, massive child trafficking crisis, massive child sex pedophile crisis, massive drug crisis. They don't care. This is what Democrats are concerned with instead of that. Bernie Sanders says murderers and rapists should vote from prison. This is what you're dealing with, folks. Murderers and rapists should vote from prison. The ACLU launches bid to push for criminals voting from prison. Not prisoners who had already served their time and gotten out. That's bad enough. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, or Beto O'Rourke will take the lead in this regard. So that's what we thought. So no real shock that Bernie jumped on this one. At a town hall meeting in Muscatine's West Middle School Gymnasium Saturday, the Vermont senator was asked whether the imprisoned should have the right to vote. Only his home state and Maine allow felons to vote from behind bars. No surprise. Remember, they all said that illegals aren't voting, and the illegals are voting. And illegals can have Obamacare. They said they wouldn't allow it. And illegals would never get Social Security. Now they're saying they got to have it. So of course they're going to let criminals vote from behind bars. They were the ones, Democrats, who said criminals should vote once they get out of prison, and they're ex-felons. And Bernie says that's absolutely the direction we should go. Elizabeth Warren was asked about the issue during a recent forum on rural issues in Storm Lake. She said, felons who have served their time deserve the franchise. But Warren stopped short of saying those in prison should be able to vote. So Bernie stole a radical march on Liz. Now Bernie wants to see murderers, drug dealers, pedophiles, and rapists voting because he thinks they'll vote for him. By the time these primaries are up, the winner will have endorsed gulags and killing all the kulaks. I don't know what that means, but that's okay. Just an article I'm reading from, this one is from, I don't know where it's from. Oh, DC Clothesline. The point is, Bernie Sanders now endorses you can vote behind bars. It doesn't matter if you're a killer or a rapist. And Cory Booker today introduced a Senate bill on slavery reparations. You know, it's one thing that you could, you know, say maybe they're thinking about it or they're thinking about it. They're now willing to go for it. That's how radical the Democratic Party is. They really do think we deserve to pay reparations to black people. Folks, I'm white. And I don't owe anything to anybody. I don't owe 1 cent to a single black person in the United States of America, nor do they owe anything to me. I'm Jewish. No one in Germany owes me anything. It's just the most ridiculous crap I've ever heard in my life. Cory Booker on Monday, today, introduced a bill that would study the possibility of reparations for descendants of slaves, embracing a push that recently has caught the interest of fellow 2020 Democrat presidential candidates. The senator from Jersey said Monday, Joyzy, this bill is a way of addressing head-on the persistence of racism, white supremacy, and implicit racial bias in our country. It will bring together the best minds to study the issue and propose solutions that will finally begin to right the economic scales of past harms and make sure we're a country where all dignity and humanity is affirmed. So I get it. If you steal $1,000 from me to give to a black person whose great-great-great-great-great-grandfather or grandmother was a slave, that means we're even now. Is that right? Is that even now? Maybe I'd even let you do that. But it's never even, is it? It's never even. You're always going to hold a gun to my head and tell me the white man is bad. The white man is bad. The white man did it to you. I don't know. Last I checked, there were a lot of bad white men, but there were a lot of black men in Africa who sold those black slaves into slavery. Is anyone asking for reparations for the original descendants of the black people who were selling slaves in Africa? The whole thing's a joke. Wayne Root's relatives, somewhere down the line, 1,000 years ago, whatever the number was, maybe it's 2,000 years ago, I don't know, whatever it was.
Minute.
My descendants were slaves, and I heard you, Chris, that's good. My descendants were slaves in Egypt. And my descendants were slaves of the Roman Empire. Does that mean they're Italians in Italy now? Because 2,000 years ago, their relatives enslaved my relatives, my descendants. That means I should be paid money by the Italians? Does that mean I should be paid money by the Egyptians? Maybe my Jewish descendants 1,000 years ago built the pyramids. I don't know when the pyramids were built. I have no idea. 5,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, 1,000 years ago, I don't know. Whenever they were built, Jews built them. Jewish slaves. So I guess Egyptians who are dirt poor owe me money. When am I going to collect? Come on, my hand is out. This is all so ridiculous, and it's the Democratic Party of today. It's all about what reparations, who 10, can we 9, steal from next 8, to give to 7, our voters.
6,
Wayne Allyn Root,
5,
more now.
4.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. It's interesting because I was just sucking on my colloidal silver lozenges. And it just so happens it's time for an ad for colloidal silver lozenges because my voice is starting to go out a little bit because I do so much talking all day. Oh, it's unbelievable how much talking I do before the show ever starts. And then, of course, I do the show and I start yelling and ranting about all the crazy things going on in the world. And my voice starts to go, but it's always saved. I pop a colloidal silver lozenger from My Doctor Suggests. My Doctor Suggests. And next thing you know, my voice makes a comeback every time. And it better, because the minute I'm done with this show today, after 3 hours of radio and TV, I've got to rush in my car to an area of Las Vegas called Siena, the Siena community, and there are hundreds of people waiting to hear me speak. So I've got to give a speech when the show's over to hundreds of people. There should be, I don't know, last time I was there, there were probably 150. This time they think more like 200 to 300 will be there waiting for me because it's the first time they've ever done an event for more than just the Siena Conservative Club, but it's the Siena Conservative Club combined with the Siena New York Club, combined with, I think he said, the Motorcycle Club. They're all big fans of Wayne Root. Of course, New Yorkers are, and of course, motorcycle guys are because they're all now conservatives and Republicans and Trumpsters. But it's going to be a giant crowd waiting for me, and I'm the only speaker, so it's kind of doesn't make sense that the speaker has no voice, right? So thank God for My Doctor Suggests, because I've been sucking on their colloidal silver lozenges on and off for the last hour and a half of the show, and my voice hangs in there. It's not perfect, but it hangs in there. It would be gone if it wasn't for My Doctor Suggests silver lozenges. They're amazing, and they kill... historically, they've been used to kill bacteria, viruses, and yeast, and you suck on this lozenge and you let the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. These lozenges work, and now they've got an advanced silver formula. It's available in liquid, gel, or lozenge. I'm getting all three of them in the mail. They want me to use all this stuff. I've been using the lozenges for 3 years now, and it's saved my voice. I've never missed a minute of radio, but now they're sending me the liquid and the gel. So forget my doctor suggests. Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root and use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com/root or 866-660-9868, toll-free anywhere in the United States. And by the way, for any advertiser on this entire show, I know a lot of you, most of you are driving. And you guys want to use that thing, but I can't remember the name, I can't remember the number, I can't remember the website. So all you do is you email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And you say, Wayne, I want the colloidal silver lozenges, but I don't know the name of the company, I can't remember the number, I was driving in my car. Wayne, I want Synagenics to work on my body. Wayne, I want Sam Landis, the attorney. Wayne, I want Tangible for my gold and silver. Whatever it is, I will give you the information that you can't remember. Just tell me the product. Describe the product that's on my show, and I'll give that information to you, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Or go to my website now, RootForAmerica.com. I've now got a whole section for sponsors. So speaking of the insanity of liberals, and they really are insane, Beto O'Rourke calls Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu a racist. Can you imagine calling the leader of the Jewish people a racist when the Jewish people are the nicest people to everyone in the world? In Israel, I believe per capita they take in more immigrants. Not illegal immigrants, but more legal immigrants per capita in any country in the world. Pure numbers, the United States takes in the most immigrants in the world. Legal and, of course, illegal. We take in the most of the world. But on a per capita basis, meaning the tiny size of Israel, they take in the most immigrants in the world. And we all know how nice the Jewish people are. It's absolutely ludicrous to call the head of the Jewish people a racist. It's absolutely ridiculous. But this is coming from the same idiot, the same schmuck, Beto, who says we have just 10 years remaining to save the planet from climate change. But guess who said the same thing in 2008? Al Gore. Science is under attack by people who believe in climate change and global warming. It's the exact opposite of what you think. They don't know anything about science. They ignore science. And 2020 Democratic hopeful Kamala Harris is going to introduce legislation that would allow illegal alien dreamers to work in Congress. Why not? In California, they let illegals serve on the bar. In other words, you could pass the bar and be a lawyer, serve in front of a judge, stand in a courtroom while you're illegal. They should be dragging you out in leg irons and handcuffs. You're a criminal who just showed himself at court. Remember all those shows they used to have on TV to catch a thief, catch a pervert, catch a pedophile? They'd invite all these pedophiles to a party. And then they'd show up and I think it was CBS or NBC, one of them would film it all. And then they would arrest them all because they're dumb enough to show up for a party. So I don't understand. If a illegal shows up in court, why wouldn't you arrest them? In this case, in California, they're lawyers arguing in front of the judge and nobody arrests them. Because California is insanity squared. California is the land of fruits and nutcase and flakes. Crazy people that are worse than a grape. They have the brains and the common sense of a red grape. A strawberry. The brains of a cereal box filled with granola with some raisins mixed in. The brains of a prune. Liberals in California are just pea-sized brain morons. And they've ruined our great country. And when you ruin the country, guess what the benefit is? You elect nothing but Democrats. So if you're a Democrat, you get rich through pure corruption because there's nobody to stop you. Newsmax TV right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey. Okay.